160 odd off a few more balls than your 187 a few years ago, but you were looking pretty solid out there, mate. How did it feel?
Yeah, it felt really good. It felt like I was continuing on a bit of form post-BBL. I think I've been hitting the ball really well and back up to six this game, which was nice to put on a good partnership with Julie, who's had an outstanding year, and then Tim and then Jared at the end there. It was nice to get a few runs on the board.
Jared Freeman chipping in with 61 as well. You must be happy to see Froggy taking a few runs, but also taking a few wickets.
Yeah, his batting's always been good. He's missed out a few times in the last few games, but to see him get 50 there and a PB, I think, was his score, 57 before that, and he got into the 60s this game. So we love it when our lower order makes runs. It's it adds salt into the wound to the bowling team. And if our top order doesn't get it done, it's always nice to get a few more on the board.
Given the form after Christmas, to pile on 479 as a batting group, you must be pretty happy with that collectively.
Yeah, we are. We're still under no illusion that we're in the top two teams of the comp, I don't think. Obviously, Nessa going down before the warm-up and Mark hurt his hip, I think, 10 overs in. They've taken 80 wickets between them. So the bowlers were under the pump from the get-go, and it was good to capitalise, but we know we need to be better for longer. And all year we've been inconsistent, hence why we're probably not going to be in the Shield. Well, we're definitely not going to be in the Shield final.
What's the motivation from here, Bo? You've got a couple of players that have not played many games this year, given Ian Carlisle's debuting today and Lawrence Neil-Smith is back into the side. Are the boys just keen to squash the hopes of Queensland, or is there more than that?
No, definitely. We want to win every game. You want to win. And we're right in a really good position to win this game. I think all the boys were stoked for Ian for a debut. We could have picked some of our other senior bowlers in the last game of the year, but to see a guy get a debut and charge in like he did today for 14 overs, he's got a bright future. And debuted now in one day and Shield cricket, I think it's only going to hold him in good stead for longer. And Ian, and Lawrence as well, same thing, bowled excellently at the Wacker last week, and again nice today. So hopefully he can continue this game and next innings and well into the future.
Well, Bo Webster, congratulations on a sensational innings and all the best for the next couple of days.
Thanks, Jude.
Back to you.